This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Start with a road to a repeat update here. Road to a repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers will play the Tampa Bay Lightning in round one of the NHL playoffs. So buckle up, everybody. We don't know, by the way, when the playoffs will start. I know the NHL playoffs, I believe, start Saturday. I said this earlier. I don't think the NHL would schedule the Lightning 48 hours after their last game. So I don't think Panthers Lightning will start till Sunday or Monday. I don't know exact dates.
And Lightning have home ice, correct?
Lightning have home ice.
Okay.
And I'm not scared. I wonder if there's a line for it already.
Why would we be? We whooped them last year in the first round.
It's tough. It's tough, man. Anything here?
You say you ain't scared. You sound a little scared.
Well, it's not a cakewalk. I mean, did you see Vasilevsky last night?
He can play. But that's I asked somebody this question. We were out there, three times in the last 2 weeks. Would you rather play a dominant team early or a dominant team late? I'd rather knock them on out, see what you got.
All right, here we go. Wait, on the Hard Rock app. Series, Lightning Panthers series. Panthers are -115 favorites to win the series. Lightning are -105. Pretty even. But that's the Panthers as the road team.
Yes.
For the series being a -115 favorite.
Under goals.
Just trying to see if there's anything else worth looking at. Well, that's about it. Heat tonight. Line has flipped and flopped. Bulls are 1-point favorites again. Heat were 1-point favorites yesterday. Late game tonight, if anyone cares, Sacramento's a 4.5-point favorite over Dallas. I wonder what the line would be if the Heat win tonight. What do you think the line would be? Heat at Atlanta.
Oh, I think Atlanta's still favored at home, but
I don't think so. I think it's like Heat -2.
I think Atlanta -1-2.
Nah, nobody has any faith in the Hawks, man. Nobody's putting money on the Hawks. It'd be the Heat.
And they just look like a disinterested, not that they didn't make it a game, but I don't know. I feel like they need a complete rebuild there.
But now you got a chance to get in the playoffs, no?
Speaking of rebuild, do you have that sound, Solana, from Chris Greer? I thought this was interesting. It's not about the rebuild, but he was asked yesterday about team leaders. Mm-hmm. Like, is there adequate leadership on the Dolphins? And his answer is interesting. Did you hear it? Because he doesn't mention Tua, first of all, which is odd, not to mention a quarterback. It's not like he's a first-year quarterback.
No, and you just re-signed him to $250 million.
And then, you know, he mentions Zach Sealer. Then he's kind of stumped.
Then he screams Tyreek.
Right, just kind of blurts out Tyreek and says, like, some might say. Or like he's not even saying that it's Tyreek. I don't know. Interesting. Here's Chris Greer being asked about team leadership.
Are you confident that you have the leaders in place to, I guess, achieve the desired results in 2025?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. We do. And some of the players we added are quality human beings and people that have been leaders at other teams. But I do think in-house, when you have guys like Zach Sealer, just to name a few, like, I mean, you can say Tyreek, Waddle, Alec Ingold, Austin Jackson, the offensive line guys love, you know, those guys, they lead differently. You know, they're quiet guys and how they do it by example and stuff. So we feel comfortable. They know the expectations, you know, as we talked about at the post-draft press conference. Mike addressed that and what he told the team. And so Mike and leaders on the team have been meeting all throughout the offseason talking about things. So very excited for where it's going, and they know the expectations. And so looking forward to see how this group responds.
An interesting answer, because first of all, Alec Ingold, from everything I've read, is a super stand-up guy, very community oriented, and yes, and really is, like, takes advantage of, you know, being an NFL player to better the community and those around him. But I don't think he could ever be a team leader. What does he get, 2 carries a game?
Yeah, that's the one thing about it. You've heard me say this a million times. The best human beings that I played with weren't the best players. And people don't respect you for being a good human being. Alec Ingold is, like you said, they had a special on him. Like, he's an amazing person. Yeah. But you play 15 snaps a game. You're not getting up and yelling at me if something goes downhill. Right, and right. To be honest, he hasn't. Because they talked about people missing meetings. They talked about guys coming late all the time. That story's been out. Why haven't these leaders that are existing, why didn't they check the guys that were coming late when Mike McDaniel said, I can find guys all I want. They have to want to be here. Why haven't the current guys checked them last year? Why hadn't Sealer or Tyreek? I don't even know what Jalen Waddle's voice sounds like.
But how does Tua's name not come out of your mouth right after Zach Sealer? Really should come out before Zach Sealer. But how could you not mention Tua? What season number is this? 6?
Yes.
He's not built like that. He's the leader of the offense, but a team leader, they're not asking who gets the ball every snap to either hand it off or throw it. They're saying, really, team leader is who the guys respect enough to listen to. And I don't think anybody's going out of their way when Tua stands up and says anything. Nobody's jumping up or snapping their neck around. It's like when Joey Harrington took over in, what was that, 07, 06, 07? And then Joey gets up and starts giving speeches, and people walk out the room and go to the bathroom. Like, Joey, shut up. Sit down. What are you talking about? Like, you got to respect the leaders on the field and respect them off the field. And I don't know who those guys are.
Well, neither does Chris Greer, because we kind of brushed on it yesterday. But no joke, guys. Just think back to the team that they built, right? 2 years ago, 2023, that was the team that we all think should have gone and won playoff games. You think of the leaders or the guys who could become leaders, the marquee players on that team. Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkel, Jerome Baker, who was a captain, Jalen Ramsey, Javon Holland on the defensive side. And on the offensive side, Tron Armstead, Raheem Mostert, and Connor Williams, the center, and Tyreek Hill.
What about the boy that went to Vegas, Robert Hunt?
Robert Hunt.
He had energy, and he's a Pro Bowl guard, and he had a little stink to him.
And then you add, I'm throwing in Calais Campbell last year and Zach Sealer. Everybody we just rattled off, every single player outside of Zach Sealer and Tyreek Hill are gone. Like, literally, Chris Greer doesn't know who the leader is. That's why he struggled.
And he said the additions. I looked it up.
Who were the additions? I was stumped by that.
Hawk, linebacker Willie Gay Jr., Artis Burns, KJ Britt, Farrell Brown, Hunter, Ryan Stonehouse. Like, Zach Wilson's not leading, so I wouldn't follow Zach Wilson to a froyo place.
He's talking about, because he was asked about safeties, and he's like, yeah, I think our two starting safeties are in-house already. So in other words, like, we don't necessarily need to go draft a DB. He's talking about Melikonwu and Ashton Davis. Like, could those guys be leaders? I don't know. I don't know enough about them. But I don't think that those are, like, marquee cornerstone franchise players. And then James Daniels, who's the guard, who's probably the best player the Dolphins signed in the offseason, unless you want to give it to the receiver from Tennessee, Westbrook Akine. Like, he perhaps could be a leader, Crowder, but he's coming off an Achilles tear. Like, that's another guy who's kind of, his status is up in the air. What's he going to look like? I don't know.
In a locker room, it is a testosterone-driven madhouse. Calais Campbell stands up and says, y'all sit y'all asses down. Everybody's getting quiet. Teron Armstead, he did it. JT used to snap. And we kind of, you know, even Zach, not big in stature, but the respect of Zach Thomas, you listen to what Zach says. Chad Pennington came in. I told y'all stories about Chad coming in. You know, he was nice, pleasant, invited us to his house. But when he got mad, he would go crazy. And you respect Chad. I don't know if that guy that has the respect is in the locker room where if he stands up and says, hey, y'all listen up. Is everybody have eyes on him? I know Calais Campbell could do it. Everybody told me he was that guy. I don't know who that guy is. Zach Sealer standing up and saying, hey, everybody's eyes on him? I don't know, but I think his answer and the lack thereof is kind of a warning of the real answer is that we need to figure out who the leaders are.
Some real interesting information I'm getting here.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says on the text line, can someone confirm or deny this? Because this is very important. Someone says Matt Mervis's walk-up song is Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
That would be...
I mean, if you ever needed another reason to love him.
He got me.
His birthday today. I've got two prop bets in. Mervis one ding dong, Mervis more than one ding dong. Is that his walk-up song? Can someone find out?
Is it just the instrumental? Because what about the 7-year-old that asked their parents what a pimp is?
I have to imagine. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are for that. Yeah. Like in Major League Baseball. I mean, obviously you can't play curses.
Yeah, yeah.
And pimp isn't a curse word.
But why is it so hard on Mervis to be a pimp, mommy?
Well, it is hard out there for a pimp.
You ain't know. They just trying to get the money for the rent.
Let's do headlines here with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I'm scouring the interwebs.
I was as well. I checked out of your guys' conversation, but I can't get a definitive answer. I see a couple of Cubs clips from walk-up songs, but I want to see a Marlins.
I'll text my Marlins insider.
I'm going to text my Marlins insider as well.
Okay.
Y'all are both going to text a pal?
Nah. I got somebody who still works for the team.
So do I. Frank the Tank.
I just looked it up. It said Matt Mervis' walk-up song is Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
That's another good one.
That's pretty cool, too.
What was the song, Hawk? Hard Out Here for a Pimp?
Yeah. Who's that, 3-6 Mafia?
Yes.
Is that when he's trying to get his money for the rent?
No, the Cadillac and cash money spent.
Yeah, it's 3-6 Mafia.
That movie with Terrence Howard.
It won a Grammy or an Oscar. Yeah. It won an Oscar. That song won an Oscar for 3-6 Mafia.
What's that movie called? I forget the name of the movie.
Hustle and Flow.
Ernest goes to
Hustle and
Ernest,
Flow.
Ernest goes to the corner.
No, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Well, the Marlins are going to play tonight. Hey, they're at home, so somebody listening has to be driving to Lone
Depot
Park.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Someone knows what his walk-up song is.
Yeah, yeah. Or somebody can do a little recon for us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They host the Diamondbacks. 3-game series begins tonight. Hey, man, don't look now, but the Miami Marlins kind of doing pretty well through 15 games.
Capel's been saying it. Yep. Something about this team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 8-8.
Not last night, of course, when they got rocked.
Nah. Yeah. The Miami Heat are going to play tonight. They have the Chicago Bulls at 7:30 p.m. That is play-in tournament game numero uno. The Hawks did lose last night to the Orlando Magic. Cole Anthony had himself a ball game. That's got a sting for John Michaels and his Atlanta brethren. And Jimmy Butler balled out last night.
So MLB.com has walk-up songs, but I can't navigate the Marlins.
I don't know.
Well, we know that.
Text Fred Taylor. Ask him.
Oh, my goodness. He makes AI pictures now. It's ridiculous.
Is he really?
Yeah, he types in he like downloads pictures and sends it to AI, and then they make, I'll send y'all some of them. It's just, and he gets Pokemon cards, and he collects them.
That's cool.
That's a lot of money.
He was online today looking up a rainbow Pikachu. Man, it's going to be worth money one day, ooh. Steve. If you don't show me another Pikachu, I'm going to hit you in the face.
Does he have an
MLB.com. Marlins walk-up music on MLB.com is not there. It says, check back soon for more information.
That's what Chris Greer said when he was asked about who the Dolphins leaders are going to be.
He should ask AI.
But I can see the Oakland A's walk-up music.
Oh, okay.
If there's anything good here.
Where are they playing, the Oakland A's? Are they still in Oakland?
Sacramento, I think.
Did they move to Sacramento? Because they still have Oakland on their jersey, which is just weird.
Right. But I think they're in Sacramento. Huh.
Why not change to the Sacramento Athletics, even if it's just for 2 years?
Well, why not change to the Las Vegas Athletics?
Right.
And just get a head start.
Also, Hawk, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing in a minor league stadium. You're telling me there isn't a stadium in Las Vegas that could house the Oakland Athletics, whose attendance has to be less than the Marlins every game?
That's a good point.
For 2 seasons? I mean, who cares?
Right. Yeah.
There isn't a baseball field in Las Vegas?
Oh, Solana made these collectible toys for me, you, and Jimmy. I see what Fred Taylor did there.
Solana's a baby.
This is like it's a big viral thing where everyone's posting this AI version of their collectible toy.
People don't have nothing better to do. You have a mortgage now, Solana.
Confirmed. Matt Mervis's walk-up song is "It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp" by 3-6 Mafia.
Oh my God. How much do we love this guy? We picked the right guy.
We did.
The Mervis Militia includes 3-6 Mafia.
He got me now, Hawk. I'm all in.
Mervis, come on. For your birthday tonight, hit some jacks. Let's go.
You know what side of the black and white cookie bites into first now, huh, Crowder?
I don't even know what that means.
The deli by my house, Second Street Deli in Boca. Mm-hmm. They sell all whites.
No. They call you when they're done.
Buy them up, every single one of them.
Mr. Hawkman, they're ready.
Do they sell all blacks?
They tried. We picketed.
Oh, send them to me. I'm going to go buy them up. What is that, like shortbread inside there? What is that?
They're like very cakey cookies, the black and white cookies, yeah.
Oh, I love them.
They are delicious. Man, Two J's has the best. Two J's?
Come on.
Oh, my God. The fact that you knew that, my brother. My brother knew Two J's had the best black and white.
Man, Two J's cookies are delicious.
Really hard to tell my Marlins guy how big of a fan the show is of Matt Mervis.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain to him how much we fall in love with Matt Mervis, despite not going to a game yet and not knowing his walk-up song.
I've been to a game.
Oh, well, me too. But
have I been to a game?
I don't know. Have you?
No, not this year.
I don't know. Have I been to a game this season?
I went to opening day.
I went to spring training. I went to spring training. That's where I fell in love with Merv Papa.
That's right. Yep, spring training.
Yeah. I love it when you call me Merv Papa.
I think none of these are his nicknames.
That's his Instagram handle, Merv Papa.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is he from? He grew up around some brothers.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, D.C. Yeah, he grew up around some brothers.
Yeah, went to Duke, of course. Makes sense.
Well, his nickname is MASH.
Mash Mervis. I like this fella.
Love this dude.
Welcome aboard, Mervis Militia.
He got me now.
Well, tonight, Matt Mervis, you can watch him, 6:40, against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
His girlfriend's name's LaFonda.
Stop it. That's the plot from Napoleon Dynamite.
If I gave you one chance to name what his girlfriend's real name is, you'd probably get it.
Karen.
No.
Tanya.
No, I don't think you guys know how to play this game. Whatever.
Lisa.
Lervis.
Lervis Mervis.
That's your Miami Marlins preview against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
What's her name?
Sydney.
What's her name?
Sydney.
Huh. How would we guess that?
What are you talking about?
I don't think you know how to play this game. Do you think Chicago radio right now, like Sylvie, Waddle and Sylvie, are doing guess the first baseman's wife's name leading up to the play-in game tonight?
Probably not.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
A delightful little tidbit we learned about Matt Mervis there in the walk-up song.
That's amazing.
This is our guy. All right. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat. We'll actually talk some heat in the next segment, so do not go anywhere. We are just 3 hours away from the start of the game. Tip-off. 7:30. The beginning.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Hawk and Crowder.
Heat and Bulls, less than 3 hours away. Do you have 15 minutes of heat for us here, Solana?
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's brought to you by our friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment right now. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at hollywoodkia.com.
Bulls are up to a 1.5-point favorite tonight, Crowder. Again, it has fluctuated from Heat minus one to Bulls minus 1.5. I kind of feel like the Bulls are going to win tonight only because I'm, you know, basing it on what I've seen this season. Eric Reed said it too in the 3 o'clock hour. The Bulls out of the four, I think, were the toughest team, and the Bulls came on strong at the end of the season. So I'm a little bit nervous. Not saying that the Heat can't pull it out because we've talked about it. Give Eric Spoelstra a few nights to focus on just one game.
Yeah.
Hard to believe that he can't come up with a good plan of attack. Again, we've talked about this too. Is your plan of attack to slow them down or to pick up your own pace? I don't know. I mean, we'll see tonight. I don't know.
I pulled it up. I looked back, like you're saying, just when we were talking about it, they beat them this year by 8-5-9. And the last game, the Bulls won every stat, the 119-111. Field goal percentage, three-pointers made, three-pointers shot, three-point percentage. They made all their free throws, total rebounds, defensive rebounds, and more assists. Like, they dominated that last game they played in. So, how are we going to swing? I believe in Spo. How are we going to swing it? And I think E. Reed brought it up. We got to slow down this damn Giddy.
He's at 19.5 on the over-under. Now, I have him in a parlay at 18.5. So that's gone up. You know what else went up? Matas Buzelis. I'm over 12.5, but it was minus 105. It's up to minus 115 now. So there is some action on the Buzelis over.
What's Giddy to get a triple-double? Now, he's averaging a triple-double against the Miami Heat in three games this season. There's no guarantee he's going to do it in a game that should be played a lot tighter.
Giddy triple-double is plus 170. That is so low for a triple-double, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To give you some context, like Bam, triple-double tonight, plus 4,000.
Giddy had 28, 11, and 16 last game they played. That's crazy.
He dominated.
give you some props here. Tyler Hero tonight, over under 24.5. Bam, 20.5. Andrew Wiggins, 17.5. Davion Mitchell, 9.5. Khalil Ware, 9.5. Duncan Robinson, 8.5.
Those are just low numbers, man.
And then for the Bulls, Kobe White, 23.5. Josh Giddey, 19.5. Nikola Vucevic, 17.5. Kevin Werder, 13.5. Matas Buzelis, 12.5. And Patrick Williams, 7.5.
Is it really? Like, E-Reed, is it a race to 120?
Well, he says if they get to 120, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So, do you try to
I don't know how you slow them down. I don't know. I don't know.
When it's a – and this is my problem. Or this is my issue, just listening to it. And Solana's laid it out with the pace of play and all. It's not three games in the season. They've done this for 82 games. It's the 83rd game, and they're number two. They're scoring 120 a game. You're going to stop them from scoring 120 now?
But – conversely, Eric Spoelstra, future Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
You know what the issue is. You have one issue to solve heading into a game that's lose and go home. But the biggest decision is his game plan to slow them down or to pick up their own pace? Which one is the answer? Do you know, Solana? Like, do you have a lean?
So everybody's talking about pace and how they're going to slow them down, right? And Spo yesterday in the press conference was like, well, I don't know about that. Like, it almost sounded like, not that he's not concerned with the pace of play, but this idea that the Heat are going to try to just totally slow them down and probably not how the game is going to be played. And here's the problem with slowing down a team's pace. You can't just say, okay, we're slowing them down, right? Like, you have to beat them on the boards. You have to limit transition. You have to get to the free throw line, which the Heat have struggled to do this year. And more importantly, you have to hit shots. Because if the Heat aren't making shots, that's when Chicago's at their best. They grab boards, they beat you down the floor, and they just terrorize you in the paint. So, like, a lot of things have to go right for you to limit pace. And, like, can you hit shots for a quarter, maybe, but the Heat can't do it consistently over four, so all the other factors come into play. It's going to be hard.
But wouldn't, like, limiting – so to your point, Kobe White gets the ball. You can't just tell him, don't dribble fast.
Right.
You know, like, I understand. But on our side, like, should we come up the floor slow and shoot with 5 seconds left on the clock where they don't get as many possessions to run?
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, yes, the Heat will do that. They'll play in the half court a lot more.
Problem is, if you're down double digits, you're going to methodically dribble the ball up and you know, take 21 seconds of the shot clock because right. You're determined to slow them down. And, like, that game plan can go out the window in a quarter.
And you
Tyler and Davion and them boys to take it easy. Just calm it down, big fella.
You almost fall into – I know it sounds silly – you almost fall into a trap of playing fast against the Bulls because they're running. Like, oh, we got to run. And that's what happens. Like, all of a sudden, you're down two. You go, you miss three or four shots. Well, they've scored now. Now you're down 12. And now you're playing catch-up. Heat by 20, by the way. I think they blow them out.
Solana, this conversation has pushed me another way. I'm not going to lie to you.
And also, if Tyler Hero gets breakaways, I want him to fire off threes all game long. All right, 5:00, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We will continue to get you ready for tonight's Heat-Bulls matchup, which you will hear right here on 560 WQAM. Get you some headlines as well. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ask your mom what her favorite Kodak Black song is.
Hawk and Crowder.